What's up, people? It's your man guy, Jonathan, a.k.a. the Millennial General, coming to you live from the House of Hits, powered by House of Fresh in Atlanta. Shout out to drummer boy Fresh. People, the world knows that Ciroc is the number one vodka, period. That's a closed case. The original Blue Dot, Red Berry, Coconut, Apple, Pineapple, Amaretto, Peach, and Mango-fused flavor vodka has been dominating the game for over 5 years strong, and there is no competition. But you know your boy Diddy continues to raise the bar in the world of spirits. Check this out. The French Vanilla flavor Ciroc has the game in a chokehold, people. This flavor vodka makes a believer out of every vodka and non-vodka drinker everywhere. You can't help but sign off on this, for real. The rich, velvety taste of vanilla cream combines with hints of vanilla bean, resulting in a taste experience that is so smooth, so elegant. I'm trying to tell you, people, it puts you in that zone. It's not too sweet, and it's the perfect blend of vanilla, vodka, and sexy all in the one. Ciroc French Vanilla can be enjoyed year-round on the rocks or, you know, with such things as ginger ale or iced coffee. The cool factor of French Vanilla Ciroc is that no matter what you chase it with, you won't be disappointed. That's what I'm talking about. A one of one. You can purchase the Ciroc Diddy Signature French Vanilla Limited Edition online right now at reservebar.com. That's www.reservebar.com. That's reservebar.com. Get that signature Ciroc Diddy French Vanilla Limited Edition signed by him, delivered right to your door at reservebar.com. It's your boy Jonathan, a.k.a. the Millennial General, for the Million Dollar Mindset Podcast. Back to our scheduled programming. Let's get it, people. This is Jonathan for the Million Dollar Mindset Podcast, hosted on the Talk to Shayland radio circuit, powered and syndicated globally on the REI Radio Network. People, we are the new voice of millennial music. The cool thing about the Million Dollar Mindset Podcast, what's just so dope about this podcast is that we interview some of the brightest and most introspective minds in music, television, sports, technology, political, you name it, they're on our podcast. But we do not do the typical conventional question and answer. You get to hear the blueprint of these individuals, why they are successful. How did they champion big mountains in their life? How did they find the light in their darkness during dark times and rough times in the game? What are some of the ingredients they use to be successful on a day in and day out basis? That's what the Million Dollar Mindset is all about. Understanding and learning how regular people, just like you who are listening, can capture your own greatness because it's already there. You just got to activate it. Today is no different. When we talk about songwriters, singers, you know, actors, and putting together dope music, Jonte Austin is one of the most, first of all, Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, some of the biggest names in the game he's worked with, from Mariah Carey to Mary J. Blige. You know, this guy's been in the game over 15 years, decade plus, putting in nothing but work on music and songs, writing some of your biggest records, performing the biggest records, and being a part of some of the biggest moments in music, period, for the culture. I'm honored, and I mean super honored, to have Mr. Austin on the Million Dollar Mindset Podcast. Mr. Austin, welcome.
Hey, man. What's up? Hey, what's up, man? Thank you for having me, man. I'm happy to be a part of the podcast, man. Thank you.
Well, you know how to give you that Diddy intro, bro.
Yeah, I love it, man. No, thank you so much.
Definitely, you got to take me on the road with you, for sure.
Yeah.
I got to introduce you when you open up. So I'm going to jump right into it. I'm going to keep it 100. 2019, September 11th, is a very special day today, but to a lot of people, to the world. But when you looked in the mirror today, and it was nobody around, not your artist name, just you and your government name, nobody around, you just about to brush your teeth, stand in the mirror. What do you see in yourself as a man and as a musician in 2019?
Man, as a musician, you know, as a man, I see, you know, a family guy, you know, first and foremost, you know, a man who's, you know, spiritual, and, you know, that's over to the music, man, because it's just, You know, I see someone who's still getting after it, man, and who still loves doing what he does, and I'm happy. Happiness is what I see.
No doubt. And the reason why that I asked that question is because people may see you as Jonte Austin, you know, the singer, the songwriter, the entertainer, but there's so much to you and to your brand, because when I look at you and I listen to your music and I see your images and I see everything that you're displaying, man, you are a lifestyle to a lot of people. I mean, you are a lifestyle brand ambassador for real. Like, you have your own creative lane in 2019 as far as how you look, how you sound. You portray, you are one of the mirrors of image when it comes to positivity, but most important, being free. Even your name sounds like freedom. For real. Like, when I look at you, I just see a free individual. And that's just me. So I'm agreeing with you on your assessment. But when I look at you, especially when I look at your cover art to your album, and you in the pool, like, you just, it's like, you're in that big, beautiful water. It's like, I just see somebody that's at peace with yourself. Can you kind of expound on that? Your state of mind right now, are you at peace with yourself and with what you got going on in XYZ?
Absolutely, man. Completely comfortable. I mean, you know, when you, and that, you know, that peace is what leads to happiness. You know, when you have that peace, just, you know, knowing who you are, being comfortable in your own skin, and kind of being unapologetic for it, and believing, you know, that you're beautiful the way the Creator made you. You know, there is peace that comes with that, and that also leads to the happiness and to the freedom, you know, to try things creatively, to do things creatively, and trust yourself.
Exactly. I feel that. Thank you for that very detailed answer. I want to get into this part right here. You've been a part of some of the biggest moments in music, from winning decorated awards like Grammys to being around some of the dopest people in the game, the biggest names in the business, being in some very powerful rooms during critical times. Now, in 2019, what motivates you to continue to do music? Like, what's the, describe your fuel?
Really just continuing to do songs and bring them to, you know, the masses, to the people. You know, people are saying now that, you know, R&B is back. I've always felt that R&B has remained. It's just that, you know, perhaps there weren't as many people doing it or focusing on it, but the public's love for R&B and great music has never gone anywhere. So, you know, my fuel is just to continue to, you know, make those records, you know, when I do a show, and, you know, to, you know, watch the way people respond to new records, but also, you know, just the way they respond to classics that I've written for other people. Man, you know, it just gives me the fuel to, like, man, okay, I want to continue to create more of these moments in years to come.
When people listen to your music, and let's take into consideration, I want to stay current, let's take into consideration the album you have right now, Love, Sex, and Religion. So let's talk about that. When people listen to this album, you know, Love Culture, Love Angel, you know, and they listen to songs like, my, you know, my favorite, Breaking the Rules, shout out to Drummer Boy Fresh. Yeah. When they listen to your music, what message will they receive?
That all of them are kind of intertwined, man, that all are beautiful. The way I kind of sum up Love, Sex, and Religion really is like the first two are created by God, and, you know, we have to allow those God-created things to, you know, be the leader, be the top over the man-made, you know, thing, which is religion. You know, I mean, I think, you know, God created love and sex, and then man kind of took, you know, religion and created that. You know, I believe that, you know, spirituality and religion are two different things. But when you listen to the album, man, it's just, it's that freedom that we talked about, that freedom to love, freedom to be sexy, feel sexy, you know, and freedom to be in your own skin as you were created.
Absolutely. And that's a great, you know, lifestyle definition. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be able to be where you are in life, it takes a lot of soul searching. You know what I'm saying? So when I listen to your music and I hear you speak and you know, our dialogues and things of that nature, you know, you're very clear about what message you want to portray to the public. Very clear about that. We live in a very millennial society. How does your brand connect with millennials?
I think it kind of starts and ends with the music. I think they all, you know, like and recognize the music, you know, whether they, you know, it may be a song that they don't know I'm associated with, or, you know, even the songs on Love, Sex, and Religion, we've tried to, you know, put certain elements in there that are current, certain melodies, and just the way I flow over a few things. You know, know, so I think that, you know, it connects in that fashion, just good music, because I think it's, you know, good music is something that transcends generations. And also just, you know, the lifestyle component of it, man, you know, whether you're, you know, 16 or 36, you know, everybody, you know, likes to see fly stuff, do fly stuff, you know, feel part of that, you know, so I think that's also, you know, one of the connectors to, you know, to the millennial, just the, you know, the imaging and the music as well.
Absolutely. I want to talk about your swag, if you don't mind, just for a couple of seconds, because your swag, like, it's crazy, man. Like, the way you put together your wardrobe and then just the way you move it, I want you to break down your swag to the audience. Like, describe it, talk about your fashion, just talk about it, man, because, you know, right now you lit on it, bro.
Oh, man, I try, man. I mean, my friends call me the Black Frank Sinatra, man. So it's just, you know, it's elegance, you know, but it's current, you know, knowing, you know, when to put on a suit and, you know, when to go all the way suit and tie, knowing when to go, you know, suit, t-shirt, and sneakers, and, you know when to go track pants and a button-up. You know, it's just, you know, having the eye to kind of, you know, pick certain fly pieces, but, you know, always be, you know, presented as a gentleman. That's my main thing, is, you know, it's that gentleman swag. You know, just always look fly, you know, even when you're relaxed, you know, so that's my thing. But yeah, just, you know, Sinatra meets, you know, Puff Daddy, I guess.
No, definitely. I would definitely say Sinatra and Puff, because, you know, you got that Lady Luck type vibe going on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Yeah, Puff actually used that for his Ciroc commercial when they shot it in Vegas.
Absolutely.
So you got that whole Renaissance man thing going on. Definitely, we definitely got to talk. I mean, you definitely need a sponsorship with Ray-Bans and a few other major companies, for sure, man. Because your cool cannot be bought. That's for sure.
Oh, thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
No, it's all love. When you are in, when you walk into the studio and you go into the booth and you get behind that glass wall, that glass, you put on the headphones and the engineer gives you the nod to go ahead and go. Explain how the studio makes you feel.
Yeah, that's one of my, you know, that's one of my most free times, man, you know, because it's experimenting, you know, to know that every note may not come out right, but that's the, you know, time to experiment and play with it and just kind of be led, you know, by that inner voice, that inner spirit and what it wants you to do. So, I mean, that's just, it's a great process, you know, and I'm always happy to just be in the booth and kind of play around with things and, you know, hit the lights and really feel, you know, when I have a song that's already written, you know, to just give that performance, to lock in on what the words are really saying, lock in on what the performance should be. You know, that's always a fun time. So, it's just, it's a vibe, man. And it's something that, you know, I want everybody, like, just in the room to feel. And I feel like, you know, the vibe that's coming across on the mic, you know, I want it to be something that, you know, makes it to the album and translate it. You can feel, you know, we were feeling it and when we were in the room.
Got it. I want to talk about this. Talk about the new album you have out. It's doing well. I mean, it's getting big reception on Spotify. It's definitely moving, and you've even been picked up by some big Spotify players. Talk about the album and what was the creation process like for you?
Yeah, so the album Love, Sex, and Religion, you know, really, you know, trying to, you know, craft songs that really embody what I think is, you know, the creations of God, you know, love and sex, and then how, you know, we've kind of dialed those things down with religion. And so it's really to just build, bring back the beauty and the inclusiveness of it all. And the process was, you know, just how songs fit into that. And so working with, you know, Jermaine Dupri and Drumma and Brian Michael Cox and Troy Taylor, you know, and our entire team, it's just really like, man, you know, what do we want to say that's provocative, that's fun, and that really fits the message. And we felt like this collection of nine songs, you know, that we landed on, you know, really embodied the story and how I saw it in my head and how it wanted to tell the story.
Definitely. What has been the online response from people, like through social media, like Instagram, Twitter, like, what's the vibe been like out there on the digital streets, as I say?
You know, it seems to be, you know, very receptive. that everyone has their favorites, you know, and it's always interesting to meet people's favorites, and, you know, some will like one song, and then, you know, some will like another. So it definitely seems to be an album where at least, you know, everyone, you know, has two or three favorites that they love, so I'm very proud of that, and the reception that, you know, the fans, they seem to love it.
Got it. You've had ups, you've had downs, nothing is easy in your life. You've made a career out of music when it comes to where you are now. As you go into this new run with the album and the next chapter, what are some things you have on the table for yourself business-wise that's tied to music that will keep you busy in 2020?
Yeah, I'm working on other people's projects. Been in with Usher and Monica and Trey Songz. You know, working on some stuff for Mary J. Blige as well. And also, you know, just working on vehicles to create, you know, visual components, you know, to go with, you know, albums and singles and things like that. You know, so, you know, more short form content that I'm developing right now, you know, that I hope to have to the people soon, that, you know, kind of reinforces the music and the albums that we're doing.
No doubt. And how can people reach you on social media? Like, can you give out your Instagram handle and your Twitter handle real slow?
Absolutely. So my Twitter is Jontae, JOHNTALSR, you know, which is, of course, is short for Love, Sex, and Vision. And then my Instagram is The Real Jontae Austin.
Got it. Say your Instagram handle one more time.
Absolutely. The Real Jontae Austin. JOHNTAAUSTIN, The Real Jontae Austin.
Got it. And what have you enjoyed the most about being on the Million Dollar Mindset podcast today, my brother?
Man, the energy has been really great, man. I like the questions and just the positivity, you know, that you have on the podcast. It's always nice to, you know, just discuss positivity and, you know, self-confidence. And so I think that's, you know, that's really great, and I think it's necessary for people to hear, you know, podcasts like this to reaffirm that, you know, everyone has a, you know, their own, you know, inner greatness, and you just have to tap into it.
Absolutely. Well, just to brag on you for just 30 seconds, the thing I love about you, and I'm just going to say it again, is that your freedom. Everything you do is based around you being you, 100% authentic. So never lose that edge, never lose that swag, bro, because it's well received out here. I love speaking with you. I love your energy. And again, you speak with such a freeness, a boldness that's refreshing and rare amongst people, because we live in a very shallow society. But you break through that. So salute to you. Very honored to be speaking with you. Very proud of your brand and everything else. So again, much love, much respect. And again, thank you for being on the Million Dollar Mindset podcast, brother.
Man, thanks for having me. Much love and respect to you, Jonathan. I really appreciate it.
All right, man. Keep pushing. That's it, man. People, this is Jontae Austin. And if you haven't gotten the album, if you have not gotten it, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, it's all over. And when we talk about breaking rules, this guy right here definitely has been doing that for a long time. Salute, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
All right, peace.
Perfect.